Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Rawa, Ngā Tanihira, Tōku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. National Party leader Judith Collins says if she had the chance, she would have agreed to an apology for the Dawn raids. The Wellington COVID restrictions have forced the postponement of Saturday's ceremony in Auckland to issue a formal apology for the harsh immigration enforcement policy in the 1970s that led to police raiding homes, schools and factories and stopping random Pacific and Māori people on the streets to demand documentation. Ms. Collins says it was something she researched when she first got into Parliament and saw it was driven by fear, prejudice and people looking for a scapegoat for tough economic conditions.
And it started in 1973 in the Dawn Kirk and it continued with gusto by Rob Muldoon under National. And I just think that it was one of those parts of our history we just need to accept as an extraordinarily poor time watching quite disadvantaged people who'd been brought into the country to work in factories and to drive the economy being treated really badly.
Judith Collins. Researchers working on Māori identity, colonisation and the treatment of tamariki Māori with autism are among 30 early career researchers to receive MBIE Science Whitinga Fellowships. The two-year fellowships are a one-off response to address the impact of COVID-19 on the New Zealand research science system. They come with a $75,000 salary, the same amount for organisational overheads, and $10,000 for research-related expenses. Dr. Tui Matilo Doherty from Auckland University of Technology will use the fellowship to research the value of positive ethnic and national identities for Māori and Pacific people in New Zealand. Dr. Tara McAllister from Victoria University of Wellington is looking at how science in Aotearoa can be transformed with mātauranga Māori, while her colleague Dr. Jessica Tupo will study culturally responsive early intervention for tamariki Māori with autism. Canterbury University's Dr. Amber Seppi will research what she's calling strategies for decolonisation, indigenous knowledges and regenerative cultural design. At the University of Auckland, Dr. Jesse Wiki will look at population health models, and Unitech's Dr. Samantha Heath is investigating how nursing training can change to fit New Zealand's changing demography. Troy Kingi says his latest album is his most personal work to date. The Taitokero musician roped in singer-songwriter Delaney Davidson to co-produce the folk-infused Black Sea Golden Ladder, the fifth in his project to release 10 albums in 10 genres in 10 years. He says he found writing folk lyrics difficult, and Davidson's skill as a songwriter helped him get his thoughts out.
I feel like of all my albums, this is the first true personal album where it's actually about my life and things that I've gone through, which I've never thought were extraordinary. They're pretty normal things, but I feel like that ordinariness is the thing that's going to connect or translate with most people because, you know, people are going through ordinary things every single day.
Black Sea Golden Ladder is out now on LP, CD and streaming. And that is your Wantia News.